Dear listeners, greetings and a very warm welcome to this Friday's edition of Believers on Board. Today, we shall read from Romans chapter 15, 7 to 13. The key verse for our reflection is verse 13. It says, "May God, the source of hope, fill you with all hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in Him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit." Faith brings multiple blessings. Faith brings multiple blessings. Another translation of the Bible puts this passage as a prayer, and the line or the verse I read to you goes like this in that translation. "So I pray that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in Him. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." This rendering that I've just read to you lacks one essential word which the Good News Bible provides, and that word is faith. It is by means of our faith in God that we are blessed with many blessings. Paul makes us understand from this passage that when faith is rooted in God, the beneficiary taps so much from the source. God becomes the source of hope and fills the believer with all hope. Christians have hope for a good tomorrow, hope of recovery from sickness, hope of winning spiritual battles, and other hopes, including the hope of eternal life. Because of faith in God, we are filled with joy and peace. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength, and we have peace that passes all human understanding. When do you have your highest joy? Think of fellowship in church on Sundays with brothers and sisters in Christ. In my local church, the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, there is great joy that is experienced particularly during singing and dancing to go and offer to the Lord. Some songs and choruses fill you with overwhelming joy and excitement, and there are times when I just burst into cry at the height of that joy. Praise and worship make you serene, calm and emotional, and then tears flow. Maybe my experience has also been your own experience. When God fills your soul with the peace that only He alone can give, the calmness inside and outside you are like nothing you have ever felt. You may not know how the peace in you shows or portrays you to other people, but when they make good remarks about your disposition, you end up in thanksgiving to God because it is not your making. It is God's making. All the hope, all the joy, and all the peace that your faith in God brings are not stagnant. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they continue to grow year after year so that you become more and more the kind of person God wants you to be. Christian maturity is a process in which we continue to grow until we eventually take the likeness of Christ, our Savior. It does not come quickly, my dear brothers and sisters. It grows gradually as we continue to nurture and nourish our souls with spiritual milk and works of love. We may never come to the point where we boast of reaching our highest spiritual height, but others will see our good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Faith in God is our precious pillar for the Christian journey. It brings us other blessings beside hope, joy, and peace. It is through faith that we face the challenges in this life. Our faith gives us strength to overcome problems and difficulties. It is faith that makes the preacher believe that the sermon or meditation he or she preaches will touch hearts and be meaningful to those who listen. In faith, we go to bed believing we will see a new day tomorrow. In faith, we travel believing God will watch over us and take us to our final destination. Faith assures us that God will designate the life partner we've been looking for all these years. Faith makes us believe that God will lift our burdens, heal us from sicknesses, and grant our wishes and desires. Without faith, we cannot live the daily Christian life that differentiates us from others. Like Paul, who prayed for the Christians in Rome to have hope, joy, and peace. I, Achoa Omeni, your pastor, pray for you to have all the blessings that you hope for. If you lack peace of mind, may God grant it to you. If you hope for a job, healing from sickness, success in business, passing examination, having children in your marriage, relief from poverty and pain, I pray that God will grant all these blessings to you and more in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, the source of all hope, does not only fill us with hope. Because of our faith in Him, He fills us with joy and peace. He fills true and genuine believers with the Holy Spirit. Day by day, He strengthens and empowers your belief in the resurrection of Christ that leads to your own resurrection when you shall die. For intercession today, please pray that God will continue to deepen and strengthen the faith of all believers, particularly the faith of those who are going through various storms of life. My name is Achoa Omeni. Thanks for listening, and may nothing ever shake your faith in God. May He continue to bless and keep you today and always. Amen.